For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. TVA is trying to alert the public about some changes in right-of-way maintenance procedures that are designed to promote safety and help to reduce the chance of power outages. In particular, the Tennessee Valley Authority is concerned about the so-called border zone area next to transmission lines. To get a complete view of that situation, Dan Modlin rode along on a TVA helicopter flight that took a look at vegetation in and near Warren County.
The sound of the Bell 407 helicopter fills the air as you get ready to take off. TVA personnel use helicopters to make aerial surveys of vegetation that's growing in the vicinity of high-voltage lines. John Dooley is TVA's West Area Manager for Line Applied Services. He says the bottom line is the trees and power lines don't mix.
All of this is all about keeping everybody safe when it gets down to it. You know, when we remove the vegetation on the power lines, it's about keeping the community safe. It's about keeping the power lines safe both. And out of that, the net results are for us to keep your lights on. We have an expectation today in today's society that when you flip the switch on, power is going to come out of that switch. So we have to do everything we can to try to protect that. And then ultimately, that translates to businesses and jobs in the local community because they rely on that power to be able to actually operate.
TVA officials say high-voltage lines can arc to trees, structures, or other objects nearby, causing fire, property damage, costly power outages, and injuries. Each year in the United States, power outages cost an estimated $80 billion for our economy. Many of those outages are caused when trees and power lines get too close together. John Dooley says one high-profile example of this problem occurred in 2003.
I want to take you back. A lot of people may or may not be aware. In 2003, we had a brownout or a blackout in the northeast United States of America. And I don't know about yourselves, but at the time, there was a hypersensitivity in the nation about what had just happened September 11th of 2001. And there was a lot of concern that this blackout was maybe a concerted effort by people to maybe have a terrorist act or something of that nature. Out of that, we went back and there was extensive research done to try to isolate, find out exactly what was the initiating event, what caused this to happen. And when they went through, what they saw was, 50 million people were affected, not 11 people died, 62,000 megawatts were taken offline. And of concern down there, when you look at it, the 19 nuclear units were taken offline. And when taken offline, that means they were shut down abruptly. They didn't have an opportunity to do an ordered shutdown. And that brings in a whole host of other problems that we saw with the tsunami in Japan. If you shut down these reactors irregularly, you can have a lot of other problems. And the cost to the nation, was about $6 billion. So it was a pretty major event. And it all began with a tree. There was a tree in Ohio. When they went back and did the investigation, and the people that were doing the investigation, they were asking, well, how could this tree have existed? And ultimately, a property owner didn't want the tree maintained. They didn't want it to be taken care of. And out of that, through that selfish act right there, we were affected globally.
TVA maintains right-of-way areas by mowing and by using EPA-approved and registered herbicides, which are applied by licensed professionals. And when an aerial survey indicates that a vegetation problem exists, Dooley says TVA tries to work with property owners.
I've had property owners call me once we've educated them and say, hey, we've got a tree right down the street that, I really think it's a problem. So, we'll dispatch somebody to at least make an inspection, but we'll definitely go out and look at it.
If you'd like to learn more about the TVA right-of-way maintenance program, you can go online to tva.com/power/right-of-way. That's tva.com/power/right-of-way. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.